All right, KID crew, just a reminder, you're invited to come on down and hang out with us at the Flying Goose. We're having a good time here watching all of these results start to roll in. We're doing it together. The Flying Goose is inside the Shiloh at 780 Lindsay Boulevard in Idaho Falls, and we hope you'll come join us. We've got the soapbox and an opportunity for you to sound off. And right now, I am joined by Mark Fuller. He is the first vice chair of the state Republican Party, and Mark, that's a big job. So tell us what has been really significant in your mind this election cycle.
There's hardly a day goes by when I don't talk to Dorothy Moon, who is our chairman. She's an excellent chair of the party. She has really put her whole heart and soul into opposing this Proposition 1, what they call the ranked choice voting, which is really deceptive, the way they're portraying it as an open primary. The state party's taken a strong position, as have most of the legislators, most of the constitutional officers for the state. So that's been our first priority, in addition to supporting President Trump and his obvious success here in the state.
Yeah, I was able to speak to Dorothy Moon the other day on the show, KID Crew. If you happen to miss that conversation, I encourage you to head out to KIDnewsradio.com. You can hear her interview, and she did a great job of really breaking down the fact that millions of dollars have poured into our state. So this has a lot of outside influence all over it.
Mayville initially prepared this as opposition just to the open primaries, and then the ranked choice voting people from out of state said, hey, let us climb on your coattails, and we'll ride it, and we'll help provide support. And so they basically combined two issues into a single initiative, which is unconstitutional, as our Attorney General Raul Labrador is now litigating that issue. The Supreme Court says we're not ready to address it until there's a passage. But I don't personally believe, my personal belief is tonight that it's going to fail quite heavily.
I would tend to think so too, because I think towards the end there's been a real push to educate people about the fact that this is not about open primaries. This is something quite different, and all you have to do is really look at Alaska. They've had massive problems with that. So as you think about just this whole election cycle, what is maybe your biggest takeaway as we look at this presidential race?
Well, to hear the Democrats accuse us of not being Democratic when they are now running a candidate who's never received a single primary vote, never had to face their own voters. They just booted out their lawful candidate who won millions of votes and just put her in his place. That doesn't show me that we're the ones with the problem with democracy. I think they're the ones that are the problems with democracy. And so I'm very hopeful. I think it's obvious from the polls, returns that are coming in, that President Trump is doing a great job, and I stand ready to support him in his second term.
I think that's such a great point, Mark, because when you look at that, and what bothers me a lot about that is that then they came around and tried to gaslight us all into believing that he had voluntarily stepped aside when just a couple days before he was digging his heels in the sand and saying he's the nominee. We all know what went on behind closed doors, and I think that should frighten Americans quite a bit, because they saw, following that train wreck of a debate, that they had no shot, and they were willing to do whatever it took. And you're exactly right. They trampled the rights of those voters. He had secured that nomination, and they just said, nope, we don't think so. And you look at that, and then you look at the lawfare and the over-prosecution and all of that, and the criminalization of, you know, the weaponizing of the criminal justice system. That's scary. It's very frightening. And, you know, today I was reporting, Mark, there's a poll from Fox, 70% that were surveyed in this voter analysis say that the country is on the wrong track. So I think that's a vote for change. And if you want change, it's not going to be with Kamala Harris.
Everybody, you had your opportunity to participate, and I hope everyone did. And I hope, regardless of who wins, that we're all praying that, God's help will be with that leader so that they can provide the kind of leadership that will allow us to protect the freedoms that we enjoy. I don't think we really appreciate all that we've been given, but my personal feeling is that President Trump will be a vast improvement over what we've suffered. We just can't go through another 4 years. I, for one, know that I was much better off 4 years ago than I am now.
And I love that he's been asking that question, because that puts it right in perspective. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Well, Mark Fuller, there's going to be a lot of interesting things to watch as we move through the night. So I certainly appreciate you stopping by and weighing in and giving us some perspective. And I love what you said about, you know what, moving forward together.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you.